The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Oh my goodness.
Hello there.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Yes. Hello there. Hello there. I unfortunately did not record your Shyampa.
Oh no.
You can say it again.
Shyampa.
There you go. Fan friggin' tastic. Where's my cursor? Where's my cursor? Hold on. I gotta find the cursor. Well, now I'm working with three monitors. So I've got three monitors, I'm high as fuck, and I've been drinking beer and eating spinach and artichoke dip. Ooh. So, like, the cursor gets lost really easily sometimes.
You're gonna have some major gas.
No, I'm gonna be fart fantastic. I'm gonna be so fart fantastic. I'm gonna blow the walls down. Hey everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in not so sunny Florida.
Ooh, and hey everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 213 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, February 1st, 2021. Welcome to all of our new users, wherever you are from. Did you know the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook? Just go to facebook.com/the Joe and Anthony Show. Our show can be found and listened to on Spotify, iTunes, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. Get then go to the menu, click programming, click the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thank you, Betty.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
Hey, and we've got Ezel in the chat room. Which
oh, hey, Ezel. How's it going, Ezel? I hope everything's going well for you in the chat room.
Just join us in the chat room at shyampa.org. That's shyampa.org.
O-R-G.
Choose the username. Yes. Click chat.
Chat. So I ain't got the Rona no more.
Yay!
Yeah, right. Oh, you know,
no more Rona, USA.
That was an experience. That was without question an experience that I wish not to repeat at any point again in my lifetime. Because yeah.
Ooh.
It wasn't bad, like hospitalization bad, but it was just uncomfortable.
So. Hey, and welcome to your mother, also now in the chat room.
Hello, your mother. So, anyway, so I get freedom on Wednesday. I go back to work on Wednesday in the flesh, although technically today I can kind of go out and about, which I did. The store was an experience when you kind of crawl out of your hole after 2 weeks, and you're like, ooh. The grocery store just felt so exotic to me. I'm like, look, I can actually see what you have, and everything on these shelves is not on Instacart. I know that for sure. So so there was a handful of things I've been wanting to get that, you know, you couldn't get online with the shopping.
You would think these days that they would have all of these products built in a database of graphics, they would
you
be
would
able
think.
To just, you know, plug well, it all into a website and boom. What's so hard about it these days?
Apparently, it's very complicated. So, and then, you know, we're getting ready for Super Rona Bowl 55 Sunday at Raymond James Stadium. So wait,
are cases still abnormally high there in Florida?
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny now in Florida. Like, the past 2 days, the news now has been reporting it more as a... This is the number of cases for the Tampa Bay area as opposed to statewide. Because I think the last one I looked up was 15,000. That's, again, that's like nothing. That's like, and see, that, now, that's like shit. You can
our
ask Ezel.
Decreasing.
You can ask Ezel. Ezel is like, he knows what it's like down here now. It is like, ain't no damn Rona down here. And, yeah, 15,000 the other day. And we go up and down. We go 15. We have these spikes. We go 15, then we'll go 18, then we'll go 20, then we'll go down again for a few days. And then we'll sit at like between eight and 10,000 for like a week, and then we'll have another spike. But yeah, we never really get below.
They don't talk about it in the news.
No, they don't. Well, the morning news, the one station I watch in the morning, it's an ABC station. They cover it all the time in the morning. Not Good Morning, but Good Morning America doesn't really cover a lot of it. They don't cover like the state level detail, but my local news does. So, which is good, but like lately now, and it's probably because there's a lot of tourists down here watching the news. They're like, we're going to, because the Tampa Bay area, there was only 1,500 new cases over the past day. I'm like, that's more than a lot of states, but on the, you know, it's a lot less scary than 15,000, you know? So.
Wow.
Yeah. So how's it going with you, Joe?
Well, it's today, that's for sure. And we've had another winter storm, and it dumped probably about up to a foot of snow in most areas. And next week, it's polar vertex time.
Ooh, a polar vertex.
Vortex.
Vortex. I like a vertex better.
You know, vortex, that reminds me of a club that I used to go to here in Chicago.
I think I remember Club Vortex.
Did you remember Club Vortex? It was a multi-level club. They had multi-levels.
It was multi-leveled, yes.
They showed porn on the TV screens. They made drinks. They had the slushy drinks.
All the best bars showed porn on the TV.
They don't do that anymore, and I think it's just sad.
It is. It really is. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we may be just dirty old men at this point, dirty middle-aged men at this point. But, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I grew up in my 20s and 30s. When you went to a gay bar, there was porn somewhere on the television and cock-sucking somewhere in the corner. That's just how it was. And it was, you know what? It didn't hurt anyone. Everyone was fine. It didn't get out of control. You know, you always had the drunk dickhead that kind of went back there and kind of started being an ass. And eventually the bouncer kicked him out, but they never had to call the cops. It was never a horrible thing. But now it's like gay bars have to be like white and surfaces and club music and boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants. And I am just like, you know, and I miss clubs like Gentry. Because they don't, finding a good cabaret, good luck. So, yeah, and I'm not a fan of drag shows. I hate to say it. I can be entertained for a short period of time, but like usually after about a half hour, the show's got to be over. You get about a half hour, then after a half hour, then it's like boots and pants and glitter and boots and pants and glitter and boots and pants and glitter and glitter, glitter, wigs, glitter, boots and pants and boots and pants. I'm like, oh my God. It's just overload.
So what you got for us in the weed corner tonight?
Oh my God, I've got a lot of weed already. That's my problem. Yeah, look at this. We are just all just
we're just
going
to skip the announcements. You know how to get in touch with us.
If you're
7-8-5-6-6.
Yeah, if you're here, you know how to reach us. All right, so weed corner. I got a sound effect for that. There we go. Yeah, how about that? This one comes from High Times, Addison Heron Wheeler. A study published in the British Medical Journal by researchers at Yale University and the University of California, Davis, reveals a connection between the prevalence of cannabis dispensaries and a drop in opiate deaths.
Woo!
That's good news.
Yes, it is. I still got a little bit of the cough left over. This data is special because it's something that hasn't been specifically looked at in other cannabis-related studies. Findings show that there was a 17% reduction in opioid deaths from the years 2014 to 2018 in regions that had at least one dispensary. Two dispensaries saw a 21% decrease in opioid deaths, and three dispensaries led to a fall by another 8.5%. So clearly, there's definitely some kind of possible link here. The authors explained that the study was meant to promote a greater understanding of the impact of cannabis legalization on opioid misuse and public health outcomes to policymakers. All right, so that's an interesting one. All right, so here we go. Next one. Are you familiar with? I believe it's. It's either Michigan or Minnesota, Governor John Fetterman.
No.
All right. So let me look up the state to be sure.
And that's in our backyard, too.
Pennsylvania. I'm sorry. He's in Pennsylvania. So my mistake. This is from Marijuana Movement from Kyle Yeager. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman. His marijuana and LGBTQ flags are waving again at his Capitol office after state officials removed them last Monday. The reason that this struck me is because during one of the news broadcasts during the insurrection, they were covering other state capitals. And Pennsylvania was one of them, but I didn't know it was Pennsylvania. But they showed the front of the Capitol, and there was this pride flag, the trans pride flag, and this marijuana leaf flag just flowing in just in front of the building. And I'm like, oh my God, did protesters put them there? And actually, it's the lieutenant governor. It's his office, and he flies them over the balcony. They've been an unusual source of controversy for some members of a legislature. In November, lawmakers passed budget legislation that included a provision targeting his cannabis-themed office decor, making it so only the American flag, the Pennsylvania flag, and those honoring missing soldiers could be displayed at the Capitol building. The State Department of General Services confirmed it was tasked with removing the flags and did so, quote, in order to comply with Section 1724-E of the Fiscal Code.
How about honoring missing weed?
Missing weed is a problem. It is a problem. Do you have missing weed? Give us a call. We can do some breaking news. Marijuana Moment reached out to the offices of the Senate Majority Leader and House Speaker for comment, but representatives did not respond by time of publication. And that's it for your Weedy Weed news. Back to you, Joe.
Is that time for the word of the show? It is.
It is now. Time for the word of the show. And see, Joe's Corner is still a minute and 20 seconds away.
Last time we did a word of the show, that word was incognitant, which is another way of saying a person who is thoughtless or inconsiderate. And now, this week's word of the show is... Get ready for this one, folks. Obeisance. And obeisance means deferential respect. For instance, they paid obeisance to Gil from Topper's. Okay, Roger. I think you want to take it away. You've been tugging at me for a while now, so here we go.
Oh, bloody hell. It's me, Roger. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip, pip, and serpents for you. This is the National Day moment. For today, Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is February 1st, 2021, and, oh boy, it is National Baked Alaska Day, National Texas Day, National Freedom Day, National Get Fucked Up Day, and National Serpent Day.
I like National Get Fucked Up
Day. Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes our Anthony to push a button shaped like the state of Texas to determine how fucked up the spinning wheel is going to get. I think, yes. No. Anyway, take it away, you guys.
Wait, what's shaped like the state of Texas?
The button that you're going to push.
Okay, sure.
Well, last show it was shaped like the state of Florida because it was National Florida Day.
Ah, I see. Here we go. Hang on, Joe.
No.
Wow. Oof. Where's my pointer? See, I lost the pointer again.
Going to cover that.
I don't know. Insurance never covers it. That's why we just keep selling off parts of
the robots.
Of the robots. Yeah. I couldn't remember their names for a second. All right, tonight's random story is from The Hill out of DC and tells us about how Oklahoma oops isn't okay. Do you see what I did there? The Oklahoma Attorney General's office is seeking to return $2 million worth of hydrochloroxine, the malaria medication falsely touted as an effective medication against COVID-19. Oklahoma Governor Ken Stitt, I almost said Ken something else, Ken Stitt, made the purchase in April and defended his decision by arguing that even if hydrochloroxine was not effective against coronavirus, it still has several uses, and that money will not go to waste in any respect. Yep.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Well, the state is now attempting to return the medication almost a year later. The Attorney General's office said that they were attempting to try to figure out a solution at the request of the Oklahoma State Department of Health, who clearly saw no use for this whatsoever. I don't think they get a lot of malaria in Oklahoma. Oklahoma has so far reported more than 380,000 cases and over 3,000 deaths, according to the data from the CDC. More than 370,000 COVID-19 initial vaccine doses have been made, and 58,000 booster doses have been administered so far in the state. And that's your weed corner.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Back to you, Betty.
Upsy poopsie, error code 6, Betty, bet tie, Betty here. Be sure to check out Radio Free Labor, Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Check these out and much more that we recast on Chimba Radio. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Wow, Roger is shitting on the floor again. There goes my nice programming features. Anyway, with all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, gee, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
So, I think, before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for our Chiampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently a few clouds and 30 degrees. The dew point is 20 degrees, which gives us a wind chill of 23 degrees. The humidity is at 66%. With winds howling out of the north at 7 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is limited to 10 miles. Now, this is a far cry from the weekend, which was quite snowy. It was very snowy. It was a very heavy, wet snowy. And it was like coming down an inch, I would say, every 45 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. So we probably got about like 12 and a half feet maybe of snow in a lot of places.
Wow.
Anyways, tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 23. North-northwest winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 31. North-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 33. Thursday, we could have rain, possibly mixed with snow. High is near 35. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 22. That polar vortex is arriving, folks. And it's going to be breezy. And for the weekend, another chance of snow. That polar vortex will be here. It's going to be cold, and we'll see what happens. Anyways, it's time for the not-so-crappy news, sourced by the ever-obescient Chip Skipper.
And now, for the news!
Well, you know, I just don't think Bob Ross would be so happy about this.
Oh boy.
This is a story from CWBChicago.com.
Oh boy.
Chicago police released more videos and again asked the public for help as they try to apprehend a violent crime crew that has committed a series of armed robberies, shootings, and carjackings across the city and suburbs. In one high-profile case, they carjacked a driver outside Willis Tower on a Wednesday morning. One of the group's favorite crimes is robbing fast food restaurants at gunpoint by crawling through the drive-thru window. Well, in one robbery captured on surveillance video, an armed man is seen crawling out of a restaurant drive-thru with cash flying and his pants falling down to expose underwear featuring... What would you think it's featuring, Anthony? What is this underwear featuring?
Chickens. buttholes. Chicken buttholes!
Well, it's featuring the PBS television painting instructor, Bob Ross!
Oh, that's even better. I mean, how could you not like that?
You know, if I was a good social media person, I'd be posting these funny stories to our actual show page. And maybe I will tonight, just because I'm feeling motivated to do such. But yes, why would you do that? Why would you defile Bob Ross by putting his face on your butthole, for one? I mean, well, in this particular image that we're looking at, the butthole is featured in a sense, and the crotch is featured in a sense, and the crotch is pretty much dead center. So, and there's a squirrel there too.
And it says, "Everyone needs a little friend."
A little friend.
Moving on.
Well, that's just cute. And this story is by Ben Hooper. A British man said he spent about $400 to have a veterinarian examine his dog's limp. But it turned out the canine was just doing what, Anthony?
Having sex with the cable box? No.
No.
Humping the Dyson.
Humping the Roomba would be a fun answer, too.
The Roomba, too, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's British, so they use a Dyson, you know.
It turns out the canine was just imitating his owner, who had a broken ankle.
Huh.
Russell of London said he noticed after his ankle was broken that his dog, Billy, was keeping one of his front paws raised while walking. Russell posted a video to Facebook showing the dog hopping next to him as he walks with the use of crutches. Russell said he spent about $400 to have a veterinarian examine Billy and take x-rays of his apparently injured leg, but the medical professional was unable to find anything wrong.
Time for the
veterinarian told Russell his dog was just imitating the way he walks with his broken ankle. Yeah, you know. That's Russell said insanity. Billy had been limping since the day after his ankle injury.
Huh.
But, you know, dogs are smart. They do learn things. You can teach them things.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm not gonna argue with that. I won't.
In this case, it was just sort of a weird, cutie misplaced training session gone wrong.
Well, you know, that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
All right.
And boy, Anthony, you Americans, you are a dumb bunch of lots. Why, yes? Well, let me tell ya. And if you look at the graphicals, Anthony, you'll see why. So we see, folks, you're not seeing this, but maybe you will. There's a top graphic of a deposit ticket from PNC Bank. It's dated January 25th. It has a regional ID of 071, a net deposit of 10.000. Oh. And it's an extra box has been checked off.
No, yes. Die packs. Armed.
No die packs.
Wow. Oh, so
he's armed.
He's just trying to withdraw, you know, $10,000 from the bank.
Well, this is a story by CWB Chicago, January 27th. A Chicago man is facing federal bank robbery charges after he allegedly complied with the teller's request to see his ID during a holdup this week. According to an FBI agent's complaint, the robber wrote $10,000. No die packs and armed on a deposit slip.
Huh.
And handed it to the teller at the PNC Bank in Humboldt Park around 11:45 a.m. on a Monday.
Huh.
The teller tripped a silent alarm and then told the robber that he needed to fill out a withdrawal slip. This is a smart
teller. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
This is a very smart teller. And not a deposit slip. If he wanted to get money.
There you go. There you go. Bitch, if you going to rob me, I'm going to make you fill out this paperwork that you robbing me. So here you go.
And you'll see in the other graphic that he did.
Wow,
he used
that.
A very ingenious account number.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 11. 11 is in one box. For one number, it's 11. And then the... Yeah. The other numbers are 111.
And he actually signed it.
He did. Well, he kind of scribbled on it, but yeah.
Well, I do too these days. If I have to sign my name, I scribble.
And he said, no die packs, armed.
Yeah.
So she made him go get a withdrawal ticket.
Yes.
Well, good for her.
And so, Edner. And there's a picture of Edner. And, you know, Edner actually, I don't know. I guess I could be sort of attracted to Edner. I'm kind of guilty for being attracted to these kinds
of... Here we go. Prison love for Joe.
Yeah. Edner obediently filled out the correct paperwork for his request and handed it back. The FBI agent alleged. And when the teller asked for his ID to complete the transaction, he reportedly forked that over too. Ironically, police arrested Edner as he stood in front of the teller window waiting for his transaction to be finalized, the complaint did. Cops allegedly found a knife in his pocket, but he is not accused of displaying it. Investigators compared Edner's fingerprints to the robber's and found a match. The FBI agent wrote, he is charged with one count of bank robbery. You know, how dumb can you be? But anyways, that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper. And his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony. You're welcome.
Thanks, Joe. It helps when I don't when I unmute the microphone. Do you want to be part of this butt-licking, disjointed, southern fried, gluten-free, smart anal-licking, toilet GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Week Out, a rainbow review of the Biden-Harris inauguration.
This Week Out.
Dave Cotto on This Way Out. This Week on This Way Out, a rainbow review of the Biden-Harris inauguration. David Cato remembered as Museveni maintains power. And in other news, President Biden orders federal LGBTQ job rights on his first day. Buttigieg refreshes senators at his confirmation hearing. What does he mean by refreshes? Is that code for something? It's in quotes, too. This is the news copy. I'm reading the direct news copy. It says, Buttigieg refreshes, in quotes, senators at his confirmation hearing. Okay. Other cabinet nominees support queer equality. A trans person is tapped for a first-ever federal post. And Biden's White House website reflects gender diversity. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT LMNOQ radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Sciampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We still won't get any obeisance in 4 minutes when we return. How you say that? McMuffin, right? Something like that. Oh, it's so confusing. I can't find the button. Where the fuck's the button? Here's the button.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Watch me scare Fred out of his pebbles.
Yo, Martians!
Delicious.
Barney!
Whoops, got a blast off.
Host Pebbles Cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. Now from Pebbles, you can get a Fred Flintstone flying disc for Barney. Or Dino, for fun with a twist, it's a Flintstone flying disc. What an especially marked box of Post Fruity or Cocoa Pebbles Cereal.
A fun factory. Let's have a Play-Doh party.
Yeah.
A shooting star.
You can make all sorts of great things with a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I made spaghetti.
And now you can get a Play-Doh Fun Flyer free when you buy Fun Factory in specially marked packages. It's lots of fun and little enough to take with you wherever you go while supplies last. The Play-Doh Fun Factory toy comes with everything you see here from Kenner.
Introducing the Kodak Instant Camera with a twist. Meet the Crank.
Can you feel a brand new day?
Imagine instant pictures with color. Color, color by Kodak. Just crank, 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 and in minutes you get bright, colorful instant pictures with a textured satin luxe finish. See your photo dealer and shake hands with the Crank. A Kodak Instant Camera with a twist.
Listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Good old chickens, bop, bop, bop. Chickens, bop, bop, bop. Chickens, bop, bop, bop. Chickens, bop, bop, bop.
You are listening to Shyampa Radio.
Oh my, Joe Wisdom here. Well, since the last time we heard from the king, his sphincter was having some issues. Let's tune in now to see what's going on.
It is I, the King of Bats!
Well, I've had a wisdom tooth pulled. And boy, a week later, my owl mouth is still aggravated over it. But let me tell you, besides all of that, if you want really good farts, eat Taco Bell! The night before, especially that uber gooey cheese sauce they serve in their food!
Oh boy, views expressed by the King of Farts do not represent the views expressed by BNR Media Group or Cheyenne Radio. But, oh my, what will the King of Farts let us know about next? Keep it tuned to Cheyenne Radio to find out!
Hello, Piccolo Portencia would like you to know that it is very important that when you reboot your computer, that you not load so many apps that you forget where you were. because sometimes your brain is just full of pickle juice.
This space left intentionally blank. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue something.
You know, cueing something would be a good thing.
Wow, I hope we can fix Betty. She can be such a biatch sometimes. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no. Yes. Go grab your dildos or pocket pussies, favorite smoking devices, snacks, and or beverages, biatches. But before we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything, Joe will immediately cease his move spooping. Okay, take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Wow. Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anthony.
Oh, you know, I forgot to say something earlier in the last segment.
Hold on.
I have to do... Oh, and now I'm trying the new sweaty armpit flavor of Paul and Stan's ice cream. Available exclusively at the somewhat brand new dollar... The new neighborhood $2 miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you anything unless you have another dollar. All right. I missed
and
it. Oh, yes.
Does your butthole itch excessively? Are you losing sleep over this? Are you feeling despair? Are you experiencing butthole trauma? Give us a call at 813-327-8566, and we'll laugh about it. Back to you, Anthony.
Unless butthole trauma is a medical emergency, in which you should seek medical attention immediately by calling 911. Oh, my God. Okay, where's my button? I got to find my button. There's the button. Now I got to find the mouse arrow because I got three fucking screens. So it's like here, or it's there, or it's everywhere. I'm like, my God, the button. Oh, Lord. All right. Okay. Whew. I'm just off the rails tonight. All right, before we continue...
You're welcome, Joe.
Yep, you're welcome, Roger. It's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. Tampa... From Tampa International Airport, KTBA. Unless you're listening live, this is not going well. It is not currently overcast at 51 degrees. The humidity is 61%. The dew point is at... What is the dew point at? The dew point is at 38 degrees. And the visibility is 10 miles. I lost my mouse again. This time it was the actual mouse. It just rolled off the desk between a container of chips and a thing of beer. All right, so tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with breezy with a low around 45. So it's going to be fucking chilly in Tampa tonight. Tuesday will be mostly sunny and breezy with a high near 56 degrees. Yep, and on Tuesday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 43. Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 61. And Wednesday night will be clear with a low around 43. And that's it for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some Florida news. All right, where's... Fuck you, button. I need like a mouse arrow that's like an eighth of the size of the screen. it will cover like that much of the screen. It's like it'll be this giant arrow, but I won't lose it.
I have it set to where if I hit the control button, it does goofy like...
No, yeah, mine does too. It does those things. But see, the problem is I have to look at three different monitors, right, to find it now. And the thing is if I hit the control button too many times too quickly, the KVM switches me to a different input.
Whoa!
So then I'm looking at a server, and I'm like, how did this happen? This is not right. So we have to be careful with the control button. The control button can be a little hairy. All right, so where are we at? Oh, okay. So Channel 4 News in Jacksonville brings us our first Florida news story of the night about a Florida man who found a crafty way to complain about traffic. Ooh. Neighbors in Durban Crossing said for about 5 years they were trying to get something done about parents parking their cars in the neighborhood during a local high school dismissal time. It wasn't until Spar Kelly took action by making a sign and getting dressed up in drag that something actually happened. Something magical. Drag queen dust everywhere. It was wonderful. It was great. It was fantastic. I couldn't find my explosion button. Ooh, wait, this is better. There we go. It's fantastic. The sign that drag queen Spar Kelly holds simply reads, "This is not student pickup, honey." She held the sign in the neighborhood for 3 days, well dressed in drag, while holding the sign while parents were driving by to park the cars to pick up their children. She and her neighbors say dozens of high school parents have been parking down the street during school pickup to avoid the long car line. Cars are blocking the inside of the cul-de-sac, creating a whole new pickup site and blocking people's driveways and mailboxes. Neighbors feel it's an accident waiting to happen. Wednesday, Spar Kelly's intensive intuition paid off as deputies showed up to patrol. The commissioner is now working with St. John's County Sheriff's Office to get new no parking signs installed, showing that people can't park in the neighborhood during afternoon pickup hours. The commissioner said it's unclear when they will install the new signs in the neighborhood, but he says he hopes to have a legitimate timeline by the beginning of next week. Yeah, that's exciting. Wow. Yeah, so if you can dress up as a drag queen and get a news action done. That was totally Florida. I can't find my buttons.
Oh, no.
I found the button.
Yay.
You know what? I should move this control pad over here. That's probably a better place for it, like next to the mouse.
Do not lose your trajectory.
No, but then I can actually, like, get to it. I can hit the buttons and go back and forth and do what I need to do. See?
Yay.
So, okay. So, fantastic. So, now we're moving on. Our next crazy Florida news story of the night comes from ClickOrlando.com about a Florida prisoner's lucky day. Eduardo was freed in error from the Miami-Dade Correctional and Rehabilitation Department on his birthday last Monday. Jail officials say they don't know how the error occurred. Eduardo was in jail on multiple charges, including obstruction by a disguised person, shooting or throwing a deadly missile, and criminal mischief. He was also being held without bond on a probation warrant. The agency is hoping to find Eduardo as quickly as possible, and they're investigating into, well, what the hell happened and why did they let him out? State criminal records show that Eduardo had previously faced charges including robbery with a firearm, burglary, and purchasing or selling cocaine. Anyone who sees Eduardo should call 911, Deputy Donut said.
Oh, boy.
Yep, absolutely. Ooh, wrong button. Wrong button.
Ooh. What if I've only seen his penis?
That got a little weird. All right. But if you're selling mattresses in Boston or outside of Boston, you can see a Florida man's penis. Well, not anymore. But maybe, you know, or New Hampshire. So, our naked final Florida... Yeah, it is sexy, right? Our final naked and final Florida news story of the night comes from the New Hampshire Union Leader, where a Florida nakedness knows no boundaries. No boundaries at all. Not at all. According to a Salem police affidavit, a female sales associate told investigators that Eric, a 75-year-old man from Fort Myers, Florida, came into the Sleep Numbers store in Salem, Massachusetts on October 10th looking for a mattress. Cool. You already know where this is going, right? During the conversation, Eric would climb in and out of the beds. When Eric did this, he would slowly and exaggeratedly spread open his legs. Eric was also apparently wearing very short running shorts and no underwear, and he exposed his junk many times while making the movements. Yes, absolutely. When the police asked her to elaborate, the sales worker explained that Eric would, quote, pick up his leg and lift his knee high and spread his legs open to get in and out of bed. Eric did this behavior several times during their interaction, and he even asked the sales associate what the best sleep number setting for sex was. That's a very valid question. Eric told police that he was at the store shopping for a mattress for his RV. He stated that he lived in Florida and would be heading home the next morning following a going-away party thrown by his family. The indictment alleges that Eric exposed himself under circumstances which he should have known would likely cause affront or alarm. According to authorities, the indictment was elevated to a felony because he was convicted of open and gross lewdness for similar conduct in a case in Concord, Massachusetts District Court in 1993. So this is not unusual. He's done this before. If convicted of the new felony charge, Eric faces 3.5 to 7 years in prison and a $4,000 fine.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, right. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Rejoice and Happy New Year's 2021. Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots. Be a part of this unique Q studio experience.
That's us.
Yes. Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule, and did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs, biatches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start intelligently conversing on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment.
Ooh, the plethora.
Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you so much. Thank you, Betty. Oh.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
We have reached the plethora section. Joe, one of these days, I have to explain this to our listeners, because it's just one of those things. Joe has this habit of just bouncing up and down in his office chair.
That's like
rapid succession. I mean, he's like doing like, you know, 20, 30, 40 bounces a minute. He's just boom, 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 boom. So one of these days, I'm just going to see him inject just like go right through the ceiling, because the chair is just gonna just break and shoot him out into outer space.
I'm gonna scream in pain because the hydraulics are up my butt.
Or you will have the hydraulics up your butt. And with that, we shall return to the plethora section.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
And then they took this needle and they stuck it in there and they like moved it around. And oh my God, it was.
Oh my God,
we're back. Oh, hey, was that not an exciting breaking news or what? Welcome to the plethora section. I think we have gone a little off the rails this evening, and that's totally fine with me.
So I have show title ideas.
All right. Well, what is your show title idea, Joe?
What if I only saw his penis? Or Florida nakedness knows no bounds? Or what the fuck? Open, gross, and lewdness? Or hydraulics up the butthole?
Florida nakedness knows no boundaries.
Okay, we got a show title, folks.
We got a show title.
Florida nakedness knows no bounds. Beautiful. So, hi! If you want to give us a call and talk to this crazy studio experience, give us a call now at 813-327-8566. The phone lines are open. Betty is waiting.
I believe the phone lines are open. Hold on.
We've got some hot music in the background there. Uh-oh. Is this an actual phone call?
No, it's me. It's me. Wait, hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I can hear you.
Oh, can you hear me? Can you hear
yes,
things?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. Okay, that was a bit obnoxious, but I can hear you just fine on the phone. Okay, that's fantastic. We have fixed our technical issue. Okay.
Hey, everyone. I am talking to Joe
on the phone. Okay, bye.
Bye. So good. You can give us a call now at 813-327-8566.
Yes.
We promise you won't sound like an alien or yes. You won't sound like you're on a hoedown flappy jack somewhere. Whatever that means.
Whatever that does mean.
Right. So we were talking about cases, but the cases here in Illinois have really declined rapidly.
Have they? Yes. Well, that's good. That's fantastic.
So it surprises me, though, to hear that the cases are still so bouncy high where you're at.
Well,
but I guess if people are not doing anything, then...
Well, I mean, our restaurants are at full capacity. So
people, it's just like normal.
It's just a lot of... Some restaurants do have separation, but a lot of restaurants don't. At most, 75% capacity, but you're only wearing a mask when you're going from the table to the bathroom, from the table to the door. Anytime you leave your table, you put your mask on. When you're at the table, you leave your mask off. Doesn't matter if you're not smoking or drinking or eating or what have you.
That's right. You can still smoke in Florida.
You can still smoke in certain bars outdoors and shit like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. So it's pretty... we got a caller.
We've got a caller!
Wait. I got the button.
Joe's Bouncing Balls. That's a good show title.
Ooh, I like that show title. Let's do that one. Joe's Bouncing Balls. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Yeah, let's do Joe's Bouncing Balls. That sounds like Ezel.
Wow.
It's Ezel. How you doing, Ezel?
Hello. Ezel, where you do?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
It sounded like a hard one there.
Oh, man, I got some of this Florida this week.
So, Ezel, can you hear me today? Tonight?
I can hear loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
You were in the twilight.
We got all of our ducks in a row now. After how many episodes? 213 episodes?
Well, it worked before. It was just a slight glitch in the system. That's all. It was just a hiccup in the Matrix.
It was Joe's Bouncing Balls, man.
That's probably what happened with your old microphone cable. You bounced the fuck out of it. Yeah, no, it's a sight. It's a sight. And Joe, I do encourage you, Joe, if you do at some time want to record yourself doing that to post that, you are more than welcome to do that and post that on our Facebook page. Because you do need to show our listeners exactly what the hell is going on. Because ladies and gentlemen, it is a sight to see. Because it is just ridiculous. And you just expect it just like one of those spring-loaded toys. Just like, boom, just pop off into this. There he goes. You can hear it. It's crazy.
Slaggy got a couple of bees. Joe's got a couple of bees up his pants leg, man.
Some, yeah, something like that. He got bees up the butt or something.
Oh,
man, I tell ya.
Well, it's all the excitement about opening up and no more pandemic.
I gotta say, man, I'm glad that you and your husband got rid of that shit, man. Oh, holy fuck, man, I'm telling you, man, that's nasty shit, man.
It was not fun. It was not fun to have.
No,
by any means.
It puts you in a different world or some shit. Yeah. Man. It's like craziness, man.
No, I literally,
and not in a whole new world.
No, I literally feel like I've like lost like a week and a half of my life, just kind of as a blur. And it's not, that I slept the whole time or I was like delirious because I was so sick or I was like ready for the ER. But it's just like you just exist. Because you're so exhausted, and you don't want to get up, and you can't sleep all fucking day, because something on you hurts, so you can't sleep, and then when you try to sleep, fuck that, so you're like in this vegetative state for like a few days, and you're just functioning until it kind of leaves, and the fog lifts, and then you can see and you can taste your coffee again and all is right with the world.
Yeah. It's a crazy fucking thing, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man, and like you said, you're like in the twilight. So you lay there and I'm like, what the fuck, man? When's this shit going to be over? Because, you know, every day is another day and you're just, you know, like...
Just don't know what to do.
And your ass hurts from laying in bed, and your fucking knees hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And your head hurts. Oh, man. I wouldn't wish that on anybody, man. I'm telling you, it's great.
Absolutely.
But anyway.
Well, you know, the ugly lights are coming on.
Nice talking to you, boys. Yeah, yes. I heard them ugly lights coming on now.
Yeah, they come on sometimes. We got to. But
so you know what I say?
What'd you say?
Well, you know what I say? If you got gummy bears, chew them. And
there
you got some smoke them,
there you go.
Oh, yeah.
All right, boys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Ezel. Thanks for calling in this evening.
All right. We'll see you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
All
right. Hey, folks. As you can tell, the ugly lights are on, and there's a red light on the ceiling that's flashing like crazy. It was activated when Joe started bouncing a lot. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way.
Oh, that's just my Palomo office chair. Don't worry, it's just emptying its contents. Well, anyway, glad you could all join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show, either tonight or on a recast you picked up here on Cheyenne Radio, or one of the many places our show is carried.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. And then Traffic with Toppers, starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 Eastern. We're getting regular feeds from them again. Classic Yay. Radio programming on Throwback Thursdays. Radio Free Labor Hour, or Radio Free Labor on the weekend, which is also fresh. We have John DeBose coming back this month. He's coming back in a Saturday, I think the 7th. And then Sunday, T-Dance 2 to 6. Go ahead, Joe.
You know, since you're here, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added at Technique U audio procedures? How do I do this, you asked? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Cheyenne Radio. That's right. Just put your browser to CHIAMPA.org for a complete listing and a listening experience. You know what I mean, folks.
Wow, you just bombed that so horribly. It's okay. Your reception, your bandwidth went crazy. You just like started going yellow on me, and I'm like, Joe, come back, Joe. Where are you going, Joe?
Oh no!
It's all right. Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week because I survived the Rona. Go figure. Check out our blog and everything else at cheyenne.org, or find us on Facebook, or call your mother because your mother's on the chat room right now. And remember, folks, don't try to return your inmate while dressed in drag for horny high school teenagers while rubbing your ding-dong all over a sleep number sales lady. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a new episode of This Way Out with an H. For the opposite of hello, goodbye.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an
wow.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.